Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and I'm joined by Bill Cohen with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau today. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Governor Kasich gave his second State of the State speech this week. Bill, let's begin by focusing on the content of what did he say. What was the main takeaway of this speech?
Well, I guess it would be him saying jobs, jobs, jobs. We're alive again. Ohio's economy is making a comeback. I think that was probably the theme he wanted people to hear. It's not a particularly new theme. We've heard him say this for several months now. It's part of his stock speech when he speaks to various groups around Ohio. He knew that, of course, that Ohioans, some of them, would be watching and listening throughout the state, and this was a chance that he had to hammer home that point. He made the point, for instance, that a year ago, Ohio was something like 48th among the states in terms of job creation, and now there's a new survey which says we've moved up to number 9. And there were a lot of other statistics he gave, but that was, again, the general theme, hey, we're making a comeback.
So were there any particular policies that he set forth in a State of the State speech addressing job creation?
Nothing we heard that was particularly new, and I think that was noteworthy. In a lot, most of the time, a governor is doing two things in a State of the State. He or she is saying, this is what I want you to know about where we've been, where we're at, and now I've got several proposals that I want legislators to pass to move us ahead even more. Well, it was that second part. We really didn't hear anything. The governor did talk about a couple of somewhat minor proposals, like, oh, let's let ex-cons get driver's licenses so they can get jobs. But he's talked about those before. So if you really ask yourself, what new did the governor come up with? There was virtually nothing there. He did make an announcement about how Ohio is enlarging by tenfold its computer internet network that researchers at state universities use when they help corporations, private enterprise, come up with research that might yield some new product. So that was somewhat of a new announcement. But again, that wasn't anything he needed legislators to pass. And so if you were looking for something new in the legislative agenda, there really wasn't much there.
So if there wasn't a lot new in terms of policy changes or proposals, what was the reaction from lawmakers in the State House?
Well, as you'd expect, Republicans said it was a great speech. Democrats said, where's the beef? Where's the substance? He spoke for, I don't know, an hour and 20 minutes, something like that. As far as I can tell, that's the longest State of the State address in the last four decades. I don't know if anybody ever had a longer one before that. You know, he was there at Steubenville at the school. He was also there in Steubenville in the heart of fracking country. So a lot of folks thought, well, maybe he's going to unveil something new here on the fracking front. He did talk about oil and gas drilling, and he did say, look, we're not just going to give these oil and gas drillers carte blanche to do whatever they want. We are going to regulate them. We need environmental regulations. We just don't want the environmental regulations to go overboard and mess up the prospect that we're going to have tens of thousands of new jobs here. So he was trying, at least with his words, to strike a middle ground there. He said that before. That's another thing he said before. We need a balance here. So people who are hoping to hear some details about, well, what kind of new regulations is he going to push for, they were disappointed.
And Bill, there were some negative reviews of the speech that were playing out on the net in the national media. Some liberal organizations have been critical. For example, the mimicking of the shaking of an Ohio State patient with Parkinson's disease, or his reference to Californians as wackadoodles. I'm just curious how his speech played out in front of the audience.
Well, that's hard to tell. I think most of us who've heard the governor before, some of his asides, and his jokes and his references to various things that weren't particularly state government related, they aren't particularly new to us. We've heard this wackadoodles thing before. I would say that I don't believe the governor was making fun of anybody with Parkinson's, so I didn't quite understand why that was implied in some of the national stories that some news media did. But it certainly was accurate that he referenced OSU President Gordon Gee more than a dozen times. It certainly is accurate that he said something about his, quote, hot, unquote, wife. Karen, and it's certainly accurate that he said the folks in California are a bunch of wackadoodles. So some of the national coverage, I think, went a little overboard, but it is, most of it wasn't all that inaccurate.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.